The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
That they would get up on the rocks and that their strength would kick in and God would kick in and keep them safe and keep them on the rocks.
A lot of people freaked out about the weather. That's Kristen Brennan, one young woman who's worried about her children because she was watching the storm slam into Florida. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we get ready for the 4th of July. A couple of things are going on. We have a massive concern about a weather system slamming up the eastern seaboard, and its name is Arthur. It's really sent people running for the hills or boarding things up and concerned about this hurricane warning. A large part of North Carolina's coast is involved in this, and it's threatening 4th of July plans up and down the area I just mentioned. There's no doubt about it. They're talking about in Boston just canceling everything now at this point. They kind of are playing the cautious card. Same thing in Washington, D.C. Lots of people make their way to those areas because of the significance of the 4th of July, and they just plan their vacations around. It's a very big vacation time in Philadelphia, in Washington, and in Boston certainly as well. Other parts of the country, we could say the same thing, but because of the historical significance. So this is pretty nasty stuff. I keep looking at the hurricane tracker, and I'm seeing lots of red and big warnings. 70-mile-an-hour winds being discussed. And at this point, plotting just, you know, off Florida, dumping lots of water off the Florida coast, but so far nothing like what they're talking about for North Carolina. Now, do we see it dissipate a little bit? There's always that chance that we see a shift in the weather, but a lot of times with a hurricane, as we all know, there's predictions. You look at the tracker, and the closer it gets, the less likely that path changes dramatically. So this storm is a coming. It's a big, big, big deal and probably will cancel a lot of those celebrations. The key thing is we care about human life, that people are careful with these dangerous rip currents they're talking about. Often what you get is the excitement of it, thinking, I'll just go out in the water, and then we end up with something tragic happening. So that's absolutely something to pay attention to. 70-mile-an-hour winds, as I said, have definitely been clocked at this point. So that's a couple of miles per hour shy of a hurricane category. So it's going back and forth a little bit as to where it's going to end up. But it's starting to head up the coastline too. It could become a Category 1 off the North Carolina coast on Thursday. The eye might not hit land, could hit land, might not. The storm could create these dangerous riptides along the Outer Banks, very popular area, lots of people there. For the 4th, lots of people in the water, something to look out for. Even North Carolina's Governor Pat McCrory is pulling a New Jersey governor line out of his back pocket saying, don't put your stupid hat on and stay out of the ocean, because this is when people scurry and think they're going to jump on a surfboard, and then the rest is history. Some of the things that have happened. I mean, we've all seen it. Nobody's taking a lot of people are taking precautions, and there's others that just, they don't take precautions. And before you know it, they're knee deep into whatever's happened there. So because of that, rain in Washington, another big place, as I mentioned, with the first celebrating, it'll spoil most of Friday night's festivities, probably, is what you're looking at. The big fireworks show on the Washington Mall, unless that completely veers away, that won't happen. Boston, they're concerned about what's happening there. They probably could reschedule. The fireworks could be rescheduled, but the concert probably wouldn't. Oh, that's been on forever. But rain is a factor for an orchestra. They certainly can't have that sort of half shell that they have that's not going to protect anyone, so they can't do that, and they can't have the potential. It's like a, you know, it's like a loaded gun. They can't have that being waved around in the faces of everybody on that stage. So if it's happening, they will pull that out. And Florida is a big place for the 4th of July. But Arthur should be away from Jacksonville and Key West and all those places that are seeing the rains and whatnot, should be gone by Friday. It's the other places further up north that most likely will deal with this. So 4th of July, what are you doing? Are you getting ready for some big plans? A lot of people will hit the road on the 4th in other parts of the country. We know we'll see that. Just be careful if you're there along the East Coast. In the meantime, we're still under that crush of illegal immigration at the border. It's just ridiculous. So ridiculous that nothing new seems to be sorted out. It's a kind of a question of what do we do? All of a sudden we're overwhelmed. Let's look for places where we can go with this. And a lot of times those places aren't working. There was a town in California that said, oh, we're not taking them. So there was so much of a protest. Instead, they went down an hour away from that town to San Diego and let it be their problem. And you had protesters and demonstrators going out, a lot of shouting happening with this tide of Central American little kids in some cases coming into the U.S. alone or with other kids. Busloads of Central American immigrants. Also without kids, have been hit up for illegally crossing into the United States. I guess the thought is, okay, well, so they want people to come in. We're just going to come in and maybe it'll be okay. It's become such a big deal. They're having all kinds of town hall meetings all over the place to deal with it. I mean, this is, the people are fleeing the problems they have in these other countries, not even realizing what they're fleeing to. Not even having a clue as to what they're going to get when they get into the United States. So, of course, we're trying to detain and accommodate and deal with this influx of massive immigration, illegal immigration, and especially these young kids from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras. We don't have beds. We don't have food. We don't have a sanitary place to put them. What do? It's infuriating, I think. And it illustrates the problem between talking about an idea, saying, woohoo, yeah, we're going to do this, and not having a way to even implement it, even if the people weren't embracing it. What do you think, America? You can throw in your two. In 3-855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And others of us will be getting the grill ready. 4th of July is awesome. It is such a great time in this country. It just brings home for me how still important freedom is. I am all about freedom, as many of you know who have listened to the show. And if you don't, I mean, that's the main thing for me. Don't take away our freedoms. Boy, oh boy, in the name of freedom, there are many things that we've looked after over the years, many things that frighten a lot of people because we see that struggle with the government getting bigger and what's happening with the affordability and the things that are being pumped out. Coming up on our next show, I'm going to talk about a conversation with Steve Forbes and what he had to say about the direction the country's heading in and why he's happy he's not running for any kind of a political office now at this point. But there are plenty who are running in the midterm elections in November, which are getting a lot closer, are going to be really, really, really interesting. That's for sure. One thing that Steve Forbes, I'll tell you this, because I say this all the time on the show, one thing that Steve Forbes talked about, I just saw him in San Diego, is getting a flat tax. Forget the whole IRS and instead saying the thing to do is create a flat tax instead, because what's happened is what the IRS is doing is completely wrong and adversarial in what we had been doing in previous decades. That there's just not enough money, that Congress keeps complaining about the abuses of the executive and they don't do something effective. And it's symptomatic of what he says he sees in the government. And if, what if you shut down the IRS? And he says most of the IRS is all about compliance. They're involved in the compliance part of it. And I agree. I mean, certainly the dreaded three letters, we've said it so often. Give us a flat tax instead. But that's not happening anytime soon. Steve Forbes can talk about it and get a little traction and write something for his magazine. But it's not going to flip the system. That's for sure. And while all of that is happening along the border, by the way, and while there is a massive scramble in the Carolinas and upward to figure out what's going to happen. And as I said, other people are planning for their 4th of July weekends. There is also a call to tighten security at foreign airports. There were reports and wild rumors about somebody coming up with a plastique kind of human bomb that they would set off coming back from a nonstop somewhere in the world to an airport that has the nonstops coming in from overseas. It's not surprising to me that in Yemen they would be working in trying to come up with a bomb you couldn't detect. But it's interesting that this increased security wasn't connected in any way to all the nonsense we've seen in Iraq in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Just that it's caution because of some of the sources talking about a frantic need to develop this human bomb. Interesting. And at this point, very speculative. Because what does that mean? An extra line of security so that we've got an abundance of caution happening. But, and sharing this information, but it's still very vague. Because of the amount of flights we're talking about, because of the countries we're talking about, that's not very narrow. See, this is, that's the problem I have with it. It's like, wow. Well, it's as though some PR person said, we better release a statement. So whatever it is, just say, yeah, there's concern about increased security, but we're not going to give any details. It's like, this is how you know they don't know what's happening. The State Department, their woman that they trot out, Jen Psaki, didn't have any details about the reasons for increased security. Just a lot of gobbledygook about Syria and, geez, other warnings of other countries, so we should just make sure everyone knows. It's called CYA. In case something happens, then they're covered off on it. Then they don't have to worry about blowback or lawsuits or any of that. So warn, and then tell people, well, it's up to you. We think there might be a human bomb coming in, and it's only on these nonstop flights, but it might be coming in your direction, so be careful. I can't give any more specifics than that. And then do you realize we have more than 250 foreign airports that have nonstop service to the U.S.? Paris, Charles de Gaulle Airport, Amsterdam, and the United Arab Emirates. Brutal. Brutal. It's not, and it has nothing to do with Iraq. Nothing. Even the U.S. Embassy in Algeria, they're saying not to go to U.S. owned or operated hotels through July 4th. And the Algerian Independence Day is July 5th. So it's all this vagueness. Okay, stay away from this, but we can't tell you why, but it's a big deal. Come on. That's not helping anyone out. And worst of all, it's not scaring anyone. So if it's not scaring anyone, they're going to keep doing what? The status quo. They're just going to do what they're doing. And if there is a really, really good reason to be concerned, then let's hear what the really, really good reason is. But they're not even pinpointing it. So they're throwing at dartboards is what's happening. And that's a chancy proposition, isn't it? Because now you have all these resources being put toward this, which is okay for security reasons. But then where are the resources being taken from? And can they afford that? All right, let me give you the menu. Coming up, we're going to check our mailbag. Mailbag! And after that, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. That's where I invite Nathan Reeder into the show, and he gets to throw out his opinion on the various stories that we go over, and he's pretty funny if you've heard him at all. He definitely goes his own course, which is a good thing, and he definitely has an opinion. So that's also, in my book, a very good thing, whether I agree with it or not. It's a very good thing. And raise your hand if you were disappointed by what happened with Team USA. Oh, the people in San Diego were just screaming their lungs out. You had all these parks across America filled to the brim with a lot of people, only to be sadly disappointed when it didn't happen. Sadly disappointed. So maybe in looking at some of the other things that are happening, it might be a good time for a little family time, I'll tell you. With raised security on the flights, towns now saying we're going to form a human chain, don't let them in here. There's some wild things happening in and around the border. Big things. Wild, crazy, crazy things. And speaking of crazy, coming up next, we'll see what you had to say about a plethora of things, including the very thing we were talking about, immigration, next on America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
America, we're getting ready for that 4th of July celebration. Hey, if it rains, so eat your hot dogs and hamburgers inside, right? You can still celebrate. It doesn't have to be ruined, and there's fireworks on the West Coast. I'm sure they'll televise them if you're in the East Coast, and they're all shut down. Or they'll probably rearrange them and do them on Saturday or Sunday. There was a lot of doing the last couple of days as far as emails are concerned. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one from Max, listening to us in Florida. And how about this? He says, new to SRQ, sister? My deal is, this immigration stuff is just too ridiculous for me. Like I've heard you mention, the frustration level comes out in me in the way this whole plan was laid out. If you knew that this was going to be sticky, if you knew you were going to be overrun with immigrants illegally coming in of all sorts, not like that hasn't happened before, why wouldn't you have some sort of a system in place? It boggles the mind. I'd have to agree. I think for me, that's the number one thing, as you were, he was saying, I don't understand how you throw a big net out like that, then think, oh, absolutely, only the kids that are supposed to come over here are going to come over here. We'll reunite them with their parents or their situation, and it's great because this is the fair thing to do. Uh-uh. Now you're getting everything. It's like cockroaches. You turn on the lights, boom, everyone is running. And it's a perfect way for more of the nefarious element, as I like to call them, nefarious being an umbrella word for the worst that Central America has to offer, or Mexico, people who are strangling people, cutting their heads off, drug dealers, drug lords, anyone else who can disguise themselves to get through the border. Because now you have so much focus with the Border Patrol on certain places and trying to cap this off that naturally there's going to be some drop-off. Of course there's going to be drop-off. So who knows who's getting in? And it's just a nasty piece of business to leave the kids that were invited to come over in the middle of this flow where they're even lost in it, and we have no place to put them. Terrible conditions. It's sort of the lottery. They're lucky if they get on one of these awesome bases and they have someone taking them down and getting a shower and putting them with temporary families and all that stuff. But that's not happening across the board, and it's a very difficult situation. So, of course, the president is saying it's inhumane, but he created it. Why would you not have a very good system in place, at least to have a shot at trying to control what was happening? Although while that leaves my lips, I laugh, because there isn't any control in some of these Spartan areas. I mentioned this before, but it's worth saying again. I'm not just shooting this off the top of my head. I've spent a lot of time with the Border Patrol. I've been in the cars with them. I've been out there through the deportation process. I've done a couple of series on it, and they really gave me full, unfettered access, unbelievably. I don't know if I could even get that again, but in watching and talking to them and seeing everything, I mean, I saw this up close. So now you have your regulars, and you're overrun with everybody else. Good luck trying to figure a way out of this. So now we need more money. We need a way to come up with a situation, a solution to the deporting those and processing others. And it's sticky. It is sticky. Okay, let's go through some more. This one from Tommy, who says, hey, Kate, happy 4th of July. I hope whatever you do, you have a great time, Lady Liberty. Here's my question to you. As somebody who grew up in New York, I think I've heard you say that, or at least you lived there for a couple of years. Have you been to the Statue of Liberty, and what was it like? Oh, have I been to the Statue of Liberty? I've talked about it. I remember one of my earliest memories, and I swear I can recall this. You know how you have certain, there's certain things in your mind that you can pull up, and it's almost like you can paint the picture, and then other things you can't remember. Everybody around you says, don't you remember when? Can't you remember when that happened? Well, I can remember my trips to the Statue of Liberty, but my very first one, I was 5 years old, and the Statue of Liberty, I went with my mom and a friend. I can remember running up the steps inside the Statue of Liberty, trying to, you know, as a kid, trying to get to the top. And I don't remember it being too crowded that day. I remember her saying, don't run. But I remember we kind of ignored that and we were running up. And we could go all the way up to the crown, all the way up inside the crown, which was very cool. For anyone out there that goes to New York, oh, put the Statue of Liberty on the list. Because if you feel that whole freedom thing and you think of what the French gift and bringing her over and what that meant, and, you know, sitting there in that harbor when people were legally immigrating and really putting their lives on the line, just desperate to drink from the land of opportunity, the cup of the land of opportunity. So they were being processed in Ellis Island. And you go there, and you can go see the Statue of Liberty. You have to get tickets ahead of time. And then you go to Ellis Island, and you see what that was like. And I only went to Ellis Island once, but it was worth it. But Liberty, geez, probably 20 times in my lifetime. Yeah, 20 times for sure. Okay, let's move on. Good one, Tommy. I appreciate that. Let's go to this one. Brian says, hello, America, tonight. Hey to Nathan and to Matt, wishing that they also have a wonderful holiday, and you do too, Ms. Delaney. You've often done a thing in the past where you've talked about hamburgers and hot dogs and which is better. Boy, we're digging into the vault and what you put on your hamburgers. Wow. Okay. I kind of like these. I like this line here because usually we're hitting everything so hard. I like my hamburgers, since we're going down this path. I actually like them on the grill the best, and definitely with cheese on it. I don't get the burger versus cheeseburger. I know it's more fattening or whatever, but if I'm going that route, give me the cheese, please. And then I'm an onion person, so I would have onion on it. I've talked about other seasoning and things on it before. I like hot sauce, hot things. I don't like a burger, though, if we're making it myself. And I would pick the burger over the hot dog, if that's the question, by the way. I don't like a burger that's all messy. You know, when you go somewhere and they're awesome burgers, but they're just like a mess, and they disintegrate in your hands. Yeah, there's no great way to eat that. It just kind of blows up in your hands. I don't like that. It's just too messy. Unless you were cutting it and eating it, but now we're going too deep on this subject. Okay, so how about this one? Back to the hard stuff. This one from Freddie in New Jersey, and Freddie says, Kate, I'm sorry. I think this is the worst thing that has happened to this country, and we're all going to pay the price. And why should we? This crush of people, this inhumanity that's happening at the border is not excusable. Now the White House is saying something about changing their immigration stance. I mean, this guy blows with whichever direction the wind is blowing. And does he read the tea leaves? I don't get it. And I will confess to you, I am absolutely a Democrat. I have voted for Obama twice, but I wish I could take my second time around back. Even though I think Mitt Romney wasn't the right guy, I almost believe I would vote in that direction if I had known what was happening. This craziness of the children being unaccompanied makes no sense to me. Love the show. Right again. Well, that's why we're seeing these protests. The unaccompanied kids crossing the border is growing. The White House refuses to change at this point. They say they're going to come up with resources that are necessary. That's the latest that the press secretary, Josh Ernst, said. And good luck with that. Where are they getting these resources? The whole thing about being security conscious, and the Speaker of the House said that, you know, nobody's going to vote on immigration legislation, and he's right about that. The governor of Texas, Rick Perry, is saying he wants the president to visit the border so he can see with his own eyes. The president is scheduled to be in Texas next week. So he'll see. He'll see for himself what an abomination this is. You know, how terrible this is. And doesn't seem like it's easing. It seems like it's getting much, much worse. Somebody has to turn that valve off. A reminder, if you would like to vent or say something else like, how do I make my hamburgers? That's fine. Send me an email at americatonight.net 24/7. It's like the best drive-through window in the world. It's open all the time. Rest assured, I go through the emails. I will read yours. Coming up next, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo with Nathan.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Here we are up against it again. Do you believe it? So here's how we roll. We have a cool segment that we do where we invite Nathan Reeder to join the party. It's called Fruits and Nuts Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo, here's one for you. Hi, Nathan, how are you?
Super!
I love that enthusiasm. Okay, you're going to love this. There's an artist, her name is Tracy Emin, and she is really excited. Why? Because her bed got $4 million. In other words, the My Bed was auctioned off with the cigarette butts, crumpled sheets, underwear, sold for that amount of money on Tuesday. It's a record for the artist, who was at the auction, applauded and got excited over it. It's a work from 1998, which got over 1 million pounds originally, and then was resold. So we're talking about, I mean, this is a rare thing. We're talking about the whole, we're talking about the bet. I mean, we're talking about this artist. Her piece of work was this representation of her bed. That's what this person bought. I don't know. Would you buy your favorite artist's bed?
See, me personally, no. I mean, I. No, I'm really weird about arts. I really like making art stuff, and I like hearing art stuff and experiencing art stuff. Yet you'll find my house kind of barren. It was nice getting roommates because then there were things up on the walls. So I would stay in their creepy, dirty bed, but...
Yeah. And it's good, and you know, it's interesting you say that because there was stained sheets, there was all kinds of other things, and the, and it started to raise the question why I threw this in here as to what is art and what isn't art.
Bingo.
But yeah, everybody's art is different. That's not my kind of art. I mean, good for people who explore the deep recesses of their mind, and I'm all for expression, but I would not pay that kind of money.
What's your kind of art?
Yeah, I like impressionist, pointillism. I even like some modern art. But I'd say stretch the boundaries. You know, people can paint or make different things, and it doesn't have to, look like perfectly put together, in other words.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't know. I can crumple. Here's what I think. For me, and this is what I don't understand, I could... All of you listening to me, let's face it, every single one of you in this nooks and crannies, you can be laughing your heads off right now. They could, Dan in Texas, Izzy could do this in Missouri. You could crumple up your bed, put some nasty things around it, throw like you threw food on the floor and whatever, and then you set it up like a little setting, and then you photograph it in unique ways, and then that's your bed. And then this, your bed, this whole setting becomes a scene, and you could sell it, I think. That's what I'm saying. I don't know, you're not stretching your imagination that much with me.
Well, you know, I felt like finding how you make yourself an entrepreneur is kind of that technique on a broader scope lately, which is really interesting if you think about art imitating life.
You know what it is? It's hard to decipher what is true, like, what's it worth? But if somebody told me one time, what's something worth? It's what someone will pay for it. So that means her bed was worth that amount of money.
Exactly. It's true.
It's true. Okay, so let's talk about something else. There is a signed Lou Gehrig glove, and Lou Gehrig was a very famous Nathan baseball player who died of a terribly debilitating disease, ALS, and it became Lou Gehrig's disease. But what's interesting is now, he's super famous, super, super, super famous ball player from way back when. So his glove is going to be auctioned off on July 15th. They expect it to sell for between $200,000 and $300,000. And the person who's selling it had the mitt because he used to, when he was a kid, toss the ball around with the legendary Yankee slugger around the front yard. They were neighbors, so they would have catches. He would have catches with the kid because he was a kid. And it's the 75th anniversary of Gehrig's famous July 4th farewell speech at Yankee Stadium, where he called himself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. You might have seen that part of it, despite being diagnosed with ALS. So the question becomes, fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo, that someone would pay for this glove, maybe up to $300,000.
Oh, I think that's totally a bingo.
Bingo!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. This goes along with what we were saying in the last thing. It's the eye of the beholder, and if somebody's willing to pay that. And plus, this was a uber-famous man who gave a lot back to the community. No-brainer. I don't even have to explain it anymore. I agree with you. All right, on to other things with fruits and nuts, shredded, and bingo. How about this one? They're saying that gas prices, it's been the worst, some of the worst records we've set. July 4th marks the 1,290th day that it's been above $3 a gallon. Is it fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
Oh, I think it's annoying. That's right. Don't shred it, but it's definitely understandable, and it's bingo, but it's so annoying that it's fruits and nuts.
Fruits and nuts, I got to agree with you. It's fruits and nuts because, you know, it wasn't too long ago that gas was like a dollar. It seems like a million years ago.
Yeah, no, to me it was a million years ago. I was driving a moped, and that was when I was 17. That was a million years ago.
A million years
yes.
ago. Okay. How about this? No, nobody wants to see high gas prices. Our threshold is $4. By the way, when I was in California, for a regular, almost $5 they're paying. $5. I couldn't believe it until I saw it with my own eyes. Yeah, that's just ridiculous. How do you survive on that? Okay, how about this? NASA, as you know, Nathan, NASA training all of our astronauts, very, very, very famous. They decided that they're coming up with a flying saucer. And they've been testing a low-density supersonic decelerator is what they call it. And it definitely looks like a flying saucer if you see it up in the air at a certain from a certain perspective. It's carried up in the air by a giant balloon on a mission to test landing technologies for a future human mission to Mars. So they're going to be really careful and test this every way they can. Is it shredded fruits and nuts or bingo?
Well, it looks like a pie, so there's probably fruits and nuts in it.
But I'm bump.
I think it's beautiful that we're folding in on our own versions of what the future is going to be like.
And that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. In trying to figure it out, because technology, and we have to move as fast as we can. So that's what that's about. Absolutely. Boy, you're smart. You nailed that on the first one. I'd say the same exact thing. All right, here's our last one. Jacques Cousteau, you remember him. His grandson surfaced after 31 days underwater. It's a record. Fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
Keep going. Bingo.
Bingo.
Do it.
Okay, let me tell you the story. Yeah, keep going. He came from the waters off the Florida Keys. It was 31 days in a habitat, an underwater habitat, with a team of scientists and documentary filmmakers. The youngest, Cousteau, is 46 years old. He was there with two aquanauts. 60-foot dive to Aquarius, which is 43 feet long. It's a laboratory resting off of Key Largo. He did that on June 1st. That would make me, I don't know, 31 days underneath the water. I'd be a little panicky, my friends, I have to say. All right, Nathan, great job. Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo.
Bingo!
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.